Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Back to The Sesh. I'm Kendall Ray.
And I'm Janelle. Today we are going to be talking about something that you guys have requested for a few weeks now, ever since we started this podcast, and that is the Enneagram of Personality, which is kind of like a personality type of test. I know they have like the Myers-Briggs, mm-hmm. and I think this is kind of along the lines of that. I'm not sure. I don't know a lot about it, to be honest with you guys. Neither of us really do. And Mm-mm. So we did a little bit of research, but we're definitely kind of learning with you guys. And so by no means are we experts at all. So we're really excited about that. Obviously, we have some spicy topics as well.
Also, before we get into the spices for this week, I wanted to thank you guys for all of the nice feedback on our last episode. First of all, just the fact that you guys really enjoyed the whole Easy Bake Sesh concept.
We were not sure how it was going to go. We were like, people might love it. People might be like, what the hell are you doing? But you guys seem to really like it.
Yeah. It seems like you guys get our sense of humor and like that kind of chill, laid back.
Exactly. Really unstructured.
Yeah. So we wanted to thank you guys for that. And then also for all of the feedback about our grandma and just encouragement and sympathy for what we're going through in our family right now. It's been really tough. I know so many of you expressed in the comments that you also have lost loved ones to Alzheimer's. And so you know how painful and devastating it is to watch your loved one slowly decline. Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
And then so many of you have experienced the hospice process as well. Mm-hmm. So you know what we're going through. That's just, you know, a difficult thing to accept.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of people, it's been really hard.
Yeah. I mean, it's been incredibly hard also because of the fact of COVID. And I think, you know, it's so weird how I understand that we have to do what we have to do to keep safe and to keep everyone else safe. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that and respect that. But at the same time, it really sucks when you can't go visit your loved one when they're dying. You know, mm-hmm. you're not guaranteed to be able to say goodbye. And a lot of you guys commented how you've lost loved ones during this time as well. And our hearts go out to you because it's hard enough to go through this and then going through it when you can't even, you know, go see them or you have to FaceTime them goodbye.
Yeah. Janelle had to do that.
Yeah.
You got to see her before she got to a bad, really bad condition in the last couple of weeks. But right before that,
Like
you guys right were able to see her outside. They were able to bring her outside for this like 20-minute thing, but you couldn't even see her, touch her or you had to be 6 feet apart and stuff.
Right. And I was under the impression that, I'll be able to come back when it gets bad and go inside. But that's not the case as of now. So yeah,
I actually got to go in there and spend some time with her and I'm super, super grateful, but they only allowed two of our family members in that day.
Right.
Janelle was supposed to go with me, but it ended up just being me and my mom because they would only allow two of us in there.
Right.
And then it's just kind of been day by day who they'll let in and if they'll let in anyone of us.
Yeah.
And she's not in a hospice center. She's in a memory care center. Mm-hmm. So they have to keep all the other residents safe and we get that. So when we did visit, when I visited, I had to wear full PPE, like everything, even goggles.
Yeah.
So it's just a really weird time and it's very hard to lose someone when there's a pandemic going on.
Yeah.
It's just, no one knows what to do and you feel bad for the nurses too. I'm so grateful. I just want to say that to anyone who works with the elderly or just nurses in general. Yeah. Wonderful people.
Amazing.
I'm so grateful. It makes me want to cry.
Literally.
How great of care our grandmother has gotten. I'm so, so beyond grateful.
They're so sweet. Yeah. Like, my dad said that the other day that one of the nurses was like, it was an honor to take care of Diane through the years. And it just it's so sweet. It's so sweet.
Yeah,
you guys are seriously amazing that You know, those of you mm-hmm. who work in the medical field and mm-hmm. just have, you know, the patience and compassion for patients is really inspiring. And we, you know, tip our hat to you guys because it's a hard mm-hmm. job, I'm sure.
And our grandmother was a nurse.
Yeah.
And they've been calling her Nurse Diane.
Nurse Diane,
it's
yeah.
It's really sweet.
It's really sweet.
I mean, she's still with us right now. It's yep. been kind of hard. We don't know. We're taking things day by day. Mm-hmm. But it's been pretty emotional. So we were actually going to do advice for this episode, but we both felt like we're not in a good headspace to give people advice.
No, not at all.
We're like crying all day. Yeah. And yeah, it's been really, really tough. But yeah, just thank you guys for all the nice comments. That really means so much to us. You have no idea.
It really does.
Even though we're strangers, that means the world that you guys care enough to
say
to
that.
Care about us.
Yeah. It's really sweet. And like our parents, you know, have been reading the comments like, wow, you guys have really nice followers. Like everyone is just so sweet about it and saying, you know, I'm so sorry for your grandma. And yeah, we just really appreciate it. Honestly. Thank you.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and get into some spicy topics. We do have a few to go over.
Spicy.
So as we all know, the country is dealing with some major fires happening, particularly California and like Washington and Oregon and Colorado, mm-hmm. Nevada, like all this kind of group of states on the West are up in flames. And some of them have been caused by people, particularly gender reveals.
Oh my gosh. Well, just one gender reveal, right?
Just one. But in the past we've had, you know, this is not the first time that this has happened. So,
which is absolutely atrocious that we have to say that.
Yeah, right. You would think you would learn the first dozen times.
But yeah, one of the most recent fires was a gender reveal that
last
caused it.
Saturday, September 5th, a couple decided to throw a gender reveal party by igniting a smoke bomb. And so whatever, you know, they would light their smoke bomb and whatever color smoke it is would be the gender of the baby. Oh my God, so exciting. And so they traveled to an area like 80 miles east of LA. That's like kind of in the desert with like tons of really dry, dead grass, super dry, super flammable, hot.
During fire season too.
During
fire season. How stupid can you be?
Right, right. And then, you know, they put off their smoke bomb, but apparently the surrounding areas caught on fire. Wow.
Yeah.
Shocking.
And that's not the first time that this has happened. Well, the last time that it happened, I believe it was some type of firework or like there was an explosion or something.
The last time
that there was a fire caused by a gender reveal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember that video, Josh?
Yeah. That was in 2017.
We'll insert that video.
Yeah. Back in 2017, a Arizona couple caused a fire when they had a gender reveal party, and they ended up burning 47,000 acres of land.
That is ridiculous.
Stupid.
Yeah. That makes me so angry.
No, it's so frustrating. Like, why do you have to do that after you know that it's been a problem in the past?
Seriously, just go in your backyard and do a normal fucking gender reveal like everyone else does. Pop a little balloon and call it a day.
I know.
Why do you have to do this
that much? It's like, it's so annoying.
You're like going into nature. It's so disrespectful to all the animals and all the nature. You know what I mean?
Terrible.
Like, what the fuck are you thinking?
They're
doing that there.
Those people have caused so far 10,000 acres of damage.
Wow.
The fire as of now is less than 20% contained. And it's, you know, and just because of that one fire alone, 21,000 people in Cali were forced to evacuate.
That's unbelievable.
Like, could you imagine being those people? They're facing misdemeanor or felony charges, or they could.
Oh, they should.
Which I'm like, good, you idiots.
Because lock them up.
Yeah. Well, I guess, and it's burning into like forest land. And I guess that's obviously like a environmental protection violation, I suppose. So
that is disgraceful.
It's
fuck those people.
Extremely frustrating. It makes me so fucking mad that now we have to use our resources and money to put out a fire that you caused when we already are having so many other issues with fires.
Especially
like, we don't
in California.
Need more, especially in California.
I don't know what you would be thinking to go out
don't
and
you
do
know that.
That
every single year around this time is
you,
when this
you
happens.
You have to know. Like, they had to have known, and they just were like,
don't
whatever.
Care.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, I guess they were like trying
no
to put it out first with water bottles, and then got out of hand.
Oh my God, how cringe. Oh,
it's so frustrating. Like, over it. Why would you do that?
You look dusty.
Seriously.
Absolutely not.
You look dusty. So frustrating. But yeah, I mean, California's not the only one, like we talked about. Right now in Colorado, there's a Cameron fire that's happening a little bit like northwest of Estes Park, which is in the mountains, if you don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really bad. God, there's so much smoke in our area and dust.
The air quality has been terrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
And we live in kind of the Denver metro area, so we're not anywhere close to the fires, but we're still seeing it.
Oh, yeah. You just drive around, you can tell.
Yeah, the pictures from our college campus are crazy. In Fort Collins, it's so bad. Colorado Springs, I mean, different parts of the state are on fire. But then we also had a snowstorm this week, you guys. If you didn't hear, Colorado had record-breaking temperature drop overnight.
Like 50 something degrees.
We went from 90s over the weekend
To like 30s. Yep. It was absurd.
And we had full snow. Yeah. It's all melting now, but it was like, how much did we get? Like an inch or two of snow?
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
And it stuck overnight.
Yeah.
It's like a snowstorm last night.
It went from literal summer blazing heat to a snowstorm.
I had to go harvest all my vegetables before they were ready. Me too. I was really pissed off.
I know. Bring in all my succulents early. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, really bad.
It's very annoying.
It's kind of scary. I mean, this is really rare for Colorado. For the Denver metro area, it's like it hasn't happened in 20 years or something, or since like 60s or something.
It does
like
not happen very often in September.
In the Front Range, So I don't know. This is some crazy weather. I had a friend text me the other day and was just like, what the fuck is going on in Colorado? And the rest of the country, like, this is getting scary. Is this terrible. The apocalypse?
All of Nevada's in flames. Oregon is insane looking.
Yeah.
Washington.
It's really scary.
Like, there's so many people that have had to evacuate. If you have had to evacuate or have lost your home, I'm really sorry.
Not
That's
to
just
mention
so scary.
The
and
recent derecho and the hurricane.
For real. I know.
Yeah, there was a huge hurricane. We're probably going to get more. It's like, 2020, man. It's exhausting. But anyway, this is supposed to be a fun show.
Yeah, we're like, and everything's on fire.
Mile higher, okay?
Everything's burning.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Anyway, so moving on,
something
our next spicy topics. Yeah.
Spicy.
We will no longer be keeping up with the Kardashians, folks.
Bummer.
Kim Kardashian just announced that the family will be ending their show in 2021. They're going to do one more season after filming their lives for over 14 years. They have a total of 20 fucking seasons.
Yep.
That's a lot. And then they all have the spinoffs.
Right. They have so
keeping
many
up with this person, keeping up with that person. This person takes Vegas. This person takes Miami.
Yes.
It's quite ridiculous.
It's, but I feel like they've like, you know, they're the family of reality TV.
Oh, yeah. All the others have modeled their shows after the Kardashians.
Yeah. Yep.
And not going to lie, I've watched most of those episodes.
Yep. Same.
I started watching it when I was really young and got super into it. And I've always just kind of, they're pretty entertaining, their shows. Like,
they're very entertaining.
They are. It's something about seeing someone's life that's so different than
yours. So different.
Yeah. It's like a guilty pleasure.
It really is. Yeah. I always was like, the Kardashians is stupid. And then I started watching them in college and sorry, I liked the show. And you can hate on it all you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, it's like something I'm not proud of necessarily, but
me either. I mean, I have a kind of a love-hate relationship with them. I feel like sometimes they really annoy me and I'm just like, wow, you guys are just so in your fucking bubble. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then they do things that I kind of like, or I like some of them and not the other, not others. I'm not going to straight call them out.
Right. Which ones
I like and dislike, but I always liked Scott Disick.
Yeah. He's funny.
He's so funny.
Like they're entertaining. That. Like, I'm sorry, but they're entertaining people.
Oh, they are. I mean, they were on this long for a reason.
They're on. Exactly.
We're clearly not the only ones who watch the show.
No. Right. And apparently E! Entertainment said that it was the family's decision to cut the show because they had signed for like 5 more seasons, but they're not going through with that,
so
I guess.
So why do you think that is? If you want to get into speculation nation here.
Why is that?
Could it be because of Kanye? I think maybe. I think there's a good chance.
I feel like there could be a lot of things. I think Courtney's definitely like over it.
Right. She's been over it for mm-hmm. a while. She's been like annoyed with it.
Yeah.
Rob left a long time ago.
A long time ago. He's been out for years.
Yeah. So he's probably happy.
And I've heard a lot of people complain about how it's not the same anymore. And
it just sucks. Like, it's really boring.
I mean, I still like it, but.
But it's gotten boring compared to what it used to be like.
It used to be a lot more funny. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Kylie's not even on it. Mm-hmm. I don't think Kendall's really on it. What were they going to film forever?
Right. Yeah.
But it'd be kind of, it's kind of weird not seeing
keeping
them
up
anymore.
With them.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Although I kind of have a feeling this will not be the last time we see them on TV.
No. And they're all over the internet. We are still going to be keeping up with their asses every day. Literally with their asses. Every
literally
day.
Literally with their asses.
If you're on Instagram. But,
oh my God. That's funny.
Yeah. So anyway, also in spicy news, Ellen DeGeneres. She's back for more this week, guys.
We have a little update for her. Yes. She is going to say sorry, people, when she comes back.
We were wondering about this.
We were. I didn't think it was going to happen. You kind of did. I was like, I don't think she's going to do it, but she is. Her show comes back. What is it? September 17th.
21st.
Sorry, 21st. I don't know why I said 17th. September 21st. And I guess she's saying, I can't wait to get back to work and back to our studio. And yes, we're going to talk about it. Sure, I don't.
Well, that's going to be spicy. We'll have to follow up after September 21st. How's that going to go? What do you think?
I think she's going to be like, hey, I'm Ellen. Welcome back. I'm so happy. Let's party and dance and scream for a second. Okay, let's get a little bit serious, guys. There was some sad accusations and we're very sad, but we fired our people and we had a long talk and we did some nice trainings and now we're very happy and we're not racist and we're not racist at all. Woo!
Do you think she's gonna cry?
No. Not a chance. She doesn't cry on a show like ever.
How do you think people will respond to it? Is her reputation forever damaged?
No,
though?
Because it wasn't necessarily Ellen, right? It was mostly like people, like the producers, and people are mad at her too. But
yeah,
she. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's gonna ruin her reputation.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, hang on one second. Let me read some feedback.
Okay.
On
yeah. What are the people on Twitter saying? I could be totally wrong.
Well, Twitter's a wild place. Bottom line, she knew it was going on and turned a blind eye. There shouldn't be a show for her to talk about it on. A lot of people think she should have just straight up lost the show. How can you be sure that her apology is sincere? How can we even call it a apology? She's an actress, for God's sake. They can cry on cue. She knows how to work the camera. This is the top comment. I bet she's going to say something really lightheartedly dumb about it and then we'll make Twitter explode with rage and then laugh. She'll shake it off and pretend like it never happened.
Well, did I not just say that?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I won't be surprised if no one's in the audience. Yeah, I guess that's a good point. She probably won't have to do it in front of anybody because it's going to be no audience. So that'll make it less stressful.
So she can
stressful.
Just stare at the TV and be like, guys, I'm really sorry.
She can make
like
it really cut.
Like, we'll be right back after this commercial break. Yeah. And she'll be like, hey, we're back. We're Shutterfly's going to give away $6 million.
But this does mean she could do like several takes. You know, she could get it exactly
of course.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Just like Tana
Mongoose.
I can never say her name. She made an apology this week. Did
I know,
you see that?
It was crazy.
It was very
cut up and just
very like political.
She was like, I am very sorry. Like, why are you attacking me?
For president
why are you attacking me? I thought you were apologizing.
Yeah, so I don't know. She can kind of take that approach if she wants to.
But I doubt it.
Yeah, we'll see how people react. The ratings will say
if
she's going to do well or not.
That's right.
But I personally think her reputation and her just her persona is forever damaged by this, especially because she's Ellen DeGeneres. She's super nice. She's be kind to one another. And now she's kind of known as an asshole. So I don't think that's ever going to go away. The fact that she has this double personality, like there'll be so that will always be the narrative about Ellen probably for a long time.
And it was before this, right? Like there was always some like
not as big.
No. But there was always this Ellen's a bitch. Guess what? Ellen's mean.
But no one ever knew if it was true. Now people are like,
right. Yeah.
Right. Maybe it's true.
Well, maybe her Ellen giveaway sweepstake holiday, whatever the fuck, will be really good this year.
She's giving away extra this
year. She's giving away extra.
The Christmas thing is going all December.
All December. We should get in that.
Yeah. The wait list for that is like insane.
I'm sure it's like 10 years long. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. She'll be done before we ever get to go to that shit.
Great. All right. Well,
anyway,
let us know what you think about that. Would you forgive Ellen? Are you going to watch again? If you've watched in the past, are you done? Are you going to continue to watch? I want to hear.
Let us know. Most of you probably don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go ahead and move on to the Enneagram personality.
Right. Yeah, I guess
I don't know anything about this, really.
Neither do I. First, right off the bat, we want to give credit to a YouTuber named Frank James.
Yes. Go check out his channel. Yeah. He makes videos about, like, his whole channel is about the Enneagram.
Yeah. And that's where we got, honestly, all of our information. I'll link his channel below and I'll link his specific video. Mm-hmm. He really explained it in a way that was super easy to understand, I thought.
It was excellent.
So we're going to kind of try to explain it ourselves the best we can, the best we understand. And we're also going to take the test here. And then I'll put the link in the description box for the test if you want to take it along with us.
Yeah, and Josh is also going to take it along with us. We can find out what we all are, which none of us have taken this. So we're going to find out.
Yeah, I think I took it a long time ago, but I honestly, I don't remember my results. I don't even remember if it was the right test and I can't. Yeah, so.
So this is different though than like a personality test.
I get some people say it's personality test, but then some people say it's more of like a theory and a persona.
And it seems like it develops as you're growing up. Like Frank in his video explained that it can be based on kind of what happened to you in your childhood, early childhood traumas even.
Right.
Because it's not necessarily like, oh, you're this type. It's not as sweet. It's like, here's what's wrong with you.
Right. It's not like, what kind of job would you be good at necessarily? No.
It's like, what kind of issues do you have? What are your struggles and your challenges?
Yeah.
Which is very interesting. It's kind of, it's like very therapeutic taking this test and understanding it.
Yeah,
it's,
kind of.
It's supposed to, it's very deep.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that it kind of each point, because there's 9 points, which you get your score. I guess you have all of these points to some degree, but then one of them is typically the most pronounced. And I guess whatever point you have represents some type of struggle that we face as humans. And typically it's, you know, comes from childhood trauma that we experience. And so each type kind of has a specific fear that they have, which causes them to act the way they do, I believe is kind of how it is.
So it's not something like, you know, like where the astrology, where you're like born into your personality type. It's, it's something depending on what you've gone through.
Yeah.
How you've been shaped, what you've been shaped into. I'm super curious to see what I am. So there's, like Janelle said, there's 9 possibilities and we're going to guess which 3 we could possibly be before we even take the test.
Right.
So we're going to go through the 9 types before we even jump in.
Correct. Yeah, so let's, I guess, start with type 1, which is the perfectionist or the reformer. And I guess these people are known to be goody two-shoes, the always perfect, the ones who are really orderly and ethical, steadfast. And then he also said that they can be judgmental and intolerant if you violate their ethics. And I guess this comes from the fear that they have of being a bad person.
That's interesting.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I feel like I sometimes have that.
Yeah.
Like just wanting to be seen as a good person. Totally. Like really worried, like, oh, someone doesn't like me. Like terrified of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it, not so much.
I'm definitely not always perfect. Yeah. I could definitely see how you could have some. And like we said, I mean, I think it to all, to some degree, we all connect with each type.
Different, right.
Yeah.
So type 2 is the helper or the giver. This is the person that's always there for you, always takes care of you. The person always cooks for you, wipes away your tears. They can go too far though and become manipulative, selfish, and needy. Their fear is that they will be unloved or unneeded if they aren't constantly giving of themselves. I feel like I very likely could be that one.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Type 3 is the performer or the achiever. These are the people in school who were team captain, class president, the lead in the play, the smartest in the class. They're confident. They're ambitious. They're driven by success, validation, attention, and praise. Their fear is that they're actually worthless, though, deep down. So they need to make sure that they feel noticed and appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Type 4, the artist or romantic. These people are perceptive, imaginative, passionate, driven to show that they're unique and different from others by using their talents. They can be melancholy, dramatic, and narcissistic. Oftentimes they're artists of some sort. And they also feel like they're unique in a disadvantaged way as well. So for some reason, they have a disadvantage that other people typically don't, I guess.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I guess they often feel broken and they have a fear of having no identity.
I feel like I know that type of person. I can think of several people mm-hmm. that I think have that personality type. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Type 5, the thinker or investigator. These people are driven, analytical, inventive, independent. They always want to learn, always wondering, you know, why the world works this way, always asking questions. They typically see the world in a conceptual way instead of a practical way. And I guess they can be delusional, cynical, unsociable, and oftentimes can be seen as like the nerds. It's kind of like how Frank described them. Mm. And they can they can explain quantum physics perfectly, but then have challenges like in relationships. He kind of gave the example. Mm-hmm. And I guess that they have a fear of being useless. So kind of makes sense.
So all of them have a fear or some type of weakness in a way.
I guess that's where the trauma, like that's, you experience some trauma to have your fear be that. And then because of that, you're acting the way you are, I guess is kind of theory.
I kind of hung in with that.
Yeah. I don't really know. I don't really know what I'm talking about, to be honest. I'm trying to understand as we go.
I think that was pretty spot on though. I followed. The next is type 6, the loyalist or skeptic. Some people say that this is the most common of the Enneagram types and that up to half the world is a 6. But obviously, how do you really confirm that?
Right.
Like, we don't even know if this is, you know,
yeah.
This is a theory,
right?
Kind of. So these people are loyal as fuck. They're likable. They're responsible. They're ride or dies. They can be fearful, self-doubting, sometimes aggressive. They have a hard shell, but once you get to know them, they're extremely loyal. But they're a very anxious type of person and want security. And they oftentimes latch onto people because they don't trust their own inner guidance. They have fear of abandonment. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could also be that one, maybe.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I don't know.
Type 7 is the enthusiast or the optimist. This is the life of the party person, the cheerful one, the fun one. They are quick learners. They're curious, bold, excited type of people, but they can be overindulgent, a little bit extra, impulsive, materialistic, because they're afraid of missing out. And they also don't want to be deprived of anything or pinned down. So they always are going into overdrive. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Type 8, challenger or leader. So this type is described as the drill sergeant, energetic, strong-willed, bold, not afraid to argue with you to prove their point. That's kind of what he was saying. Like they can be like a little mouthy if they need to. Mm-hmm. They can be domineering, argumentative, and seem to lack emotions. I guess they can also be really controlling of others because they are actually really afraid of being controlled themselves. And everything is about power and they get carried away by that. And then the last one is type 9, which is the peacemaker or mediator. And this person is known as easygoing, go with the flow, down to earth, reassuring, unselfish, so selfless, I guess. The kind of person that's always up for anything, good at looking at different perspectives. I guess oftentimes they can be out of touch with themselves, though, and they can be apathetic, irresponsible, indecisive. They hate conflict and will do whatever it takes to avoid it. If you look at the actual picture of an Enneagram, also the 9 type is at the top. And so he said that it kind of symbolizes that they're trying to be all the other types as well, that they kind of take on all the others types. They try to let everyone around them, you know, flow through them and influence them, but oftentimes don't assert their own unique individuality or personality due to the fact that their fear is to be separate from others and they don't want to have a loss of connection with others. So they're willing to kind of go with the flow and do whatever else makes others happy in order to, not be like abandoned or loss of connection. So
just kind of fit in with the crowd.
Right.
They're not really going to stir the pot.
Right. Cause they don't want to fear or they have a fear of being abandoned or, you know, ditched.
This is definitely an interesting type of test. I feel like I'm really excited that you guys asked us to do this.
Me too.
We should do more personality tests in the future.
Yeah. Let us know what other ones you want us to do. Obviously we'll talk about Myers-Briggs at some point. That's like the main one, but there's other ones too.
All right, before we start the test, we're all going to say like one or two that we think we are. I think I could be a type 2, which is the helper or giver, or a type 6, which is that common one, the loyalist skeptic.
Okay. I think I might be either type 6, the loyalist or skeptic, or type 9, the peacemaker mediator.
Yeah, I could see that.
Although it says they're oftentimes out of touch with themselves. And I would like to think that's not true about myself, but maybe.
That's the thing about each category. There's something in each one that I think I kind of have.
Right.
And there's other things I'm like, no.
Yeah. So guess we'll see.
What about you, Josh?
So just glancing at the different types, I would say that definitely some type 1 and type 5, the investigator and the perfectionist, are going to be my top ones, I would say.
All right. Yeah.
So we'll see.
So like I said, we have the link below if you want to take it with us. It's free and there's different versions. Obviously, this is just kind of one of the top ones that popped up on Google. And I'm assuming that you kind of want to not overthink the questions too much and, you know, give them what pops off the top of your head. So this particular test has you go on a scale between like inaccurate, neutral, and accurate. And then you can kind of go between inaccurate, neutral, between neutral and accurate. So there's a total of 5 options.
So for the sake of time, we're not going to read all of our answers off because I don't think you guys care enough
that would
to know
take
what
forever.
We said for everything. But I will read the questions so that you can get an idea of what types of things they're looking for here. Yeah. And then we'll read you guys our results. Mm-hmm. So the first one is, I strive for perfection. So you basically say if that's accurate or inaccurate for yourself.
Or neutral.
For this one, just for example, do you strive for perfection? I'm curious.
I am putting it the box between neutral and accurate.
Okay.
Not inaccurate, sorry. And accurate.
That's what I would say too.
Neutral and accurate.
I so definitely a little don't bit. Try too hard though. What about you, Josh?
Absolutely. All the time.
I could have guessed that.
Yep. Most definitely.
All right. Next question is, I work hard to be helpful to others. It is important to me that other people like me. It is important to me to achieve great things. I make more significant contributions than the average person. I feel my emotions very deeply.
Accurate.
I have a sense that other people will never truly understand me. I think deeply about things. I am prepared for any disaster.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
No, wrong. Not at all. No.
Please, God, no. It is important to me to avoid pain and suffering at all times.
Yeah.
I seek out experiences that I know will make me feel happy or excited. I see the positive in every situation. I am not afraid to tell someone when I think they are wrong. I appreciate having rules that people are expected to follow. I am concerned about security more than anything else.
Security as in my security system? Like making sure I'm safe? Or like security just
no,
in life?
I think like, yeah, being like secure and like
okay.
Maybe your financials or like relationship stability, I'm assuming. I think a lot about what will happen in the future. I don't fit in with ordinary people. There is rarely a good reason for changing how things are done. Kendall's like, yes.
Yes, absolutely. I always finish my chores. Inaccurate.
I'm always trying to be a better person. I check carefully for mistakes and errors. I like to be around people who I can help. It is important to me to be successful. I often feel overtaken by my emotions. I have always felt different from other people. I like to analyze things from every angle. I always have a plan for what I would do if things go wrong. I avoid situations that bring up negative feelings. I am good at seeing the bright side of things when others complain. I do not hesitate to call people out when they are behaving poorly. People should follow the rules instead of doing what they feel like doing. I seek out relationships that offer me some type of protection. I can clearly visualize what could happen in the future. Average people often find me a bit weird. I like to do things as I've always done them. I persist until the task is done. I spend time trying to discover and correct my faults and weaknesses. I am a natural caretaker. I want people to admire me. I want to achieve a lot in my life. I let other people take the lead. I make alliances with people who can help me stay safe and secure. I have a great deal of willpower. Self-improvement is a major interest of mine. And that's it. Let's see what we got.
All right. Well, let's go over what our results were. I hope you guys took it along with us, or else that was probably kind of boring.
Yeah, totally.
But my primary type is 6, just like I thought.
Really?
Interesting. Yep.
Mine is 2.
2. Okay, that's my second.
Okay.
My second highest one.
Okay.
What is yours, Josh?
My number one was 3.
3.
Okay. Performer or achiever?
The achiever.
Yeah, my 3 highest are 2, 4, and 6.
So yeah, my top one is a 6 and it's a 98% match, but I also have a 98% match with 2. So I'm pretty much a 2 and a 6.
Interesting. Okay.
Which is what I thought I was going to be.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Yeah. And it's funny because that YouTuber we were talking about, Frank, he said that you'd probably be able to figure it out.
Yeah. He even was like,
depending on how well you know yourself.
Yeah. He was like, you don't even have to take a test. You can just like pick the one. But depending on, he said, what makes you feel most embarrassed is usually the one that you are.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't know. I don't feel confident picking one myself. I need help.
Interesting. So yeah, 3 is my 3rd highest.
Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about what they say here. So like I said, mine was 2, which is the giver and the person who is always there to help take care of you. Person who helps cook for you, wipe your tears away.
Huh. Yeah, I was going to say, No, but you can be very giving and caring.
Yeah.
For people.
Yeah. I guess I'm there to wipe your tears away.
And that's your type 2, right? Mm-hmm. So that's my 2nd one. I was going to say that sounds more like me, mm-hmm. honestly.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of surprised to be that, honestly.
Honestly, since I am a Taurus, makes sense that I'm the loyalist. That really does fit for me.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to say, every time I was reading these, it kind of made me think of astrology. See, that's why I like type 2. I think of like a Cancer, but I'm not a Cancer. I'm a Leo.
Here's what's interesting. It says that, so it makes a circle, like the Enneagram fits inside of a circle.
Right.
So obviously there's a triangle within the circle.
Mm-hmm.
So me being a 6, it says that my growth points are 9. So I'm a 9 in growth.
Interesting.
So that's the personality area where I'll grow, maybe in that area.
Yeah.
And then the 3 is my stress.
Okay.
So the one across from you is the stress and the one.
Interesting. Okay, so let's talk about like our fears and like why they think we began
the type 6.
That.
So this is what it says about my type, the loyalist, on the Enneagram Institute. So this is the committed, which I definitely am a committed type of person. Mm-hmm. Security oriented type. 6s are reliable, hardworking, responsible, trustworthy, excellent troubleshooters. Honestly, I see you more as a troubleshooter. I feel like you should be a 6 and I should be a 2.
I know. I'm kind of confused, honestly.
I'm like a strange mix of both. But the fact that I got 98% match for both of those,
that's
like
really
they're kind of tied. But anyway, it says that 6s can be defensive, evasive, anxious, definitely running on stress
while complaining on it.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. they can be cautious and indecisive and also reactive, defiant, rebellious. As a kid I was, as we all learned last week.
Yes, you were.
Which, gosh, you guys didn't even get to hear one of my best stories. I totally forgot to tell it, the cheeseburger story.
Oh my God.
We might have to do like a part 2 to the trouble.
I know, we might have to.
Did some more shit. No,
I thought of one too.
But anyway, it says that my fear, or at my best, it says I'm internally stable, self-reliant, courageously championing themselves and others.
Mm.
I hope that fits me. That's probably how I try to be at my best. But my fear is of being without support and guidance. Definitely. My basic desire is to have security and support. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely me. Motivation. I want to have security, feel supported by others, have reassurance. Yeah.
Interesting.
Fight against anxiety and insecurity.
This
is pretty fitting.
This is pretty fitting. I feel like especially it fits a lot of Taurus too. I find so interesting.
They line up. And the Myers-Briggs I find lines up with Zodiacs often
totally.
Too.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah,
there's some people on here, like famous people that are the types. You got Robert F. Kennedy, Nixon, Edgar Hoover, Sigmund Freud.
Why are they all boring presidents?
Princess of Wales. That. You got Bruce Springsteen, U2's Bono.
Oh, hell. I got Bono.
Eminem. Michael Moore.
Yes.
Marilyn Monroe. Robert De Niro.
Oh,
Mark Wahlberg. Woody Allen.
I love Diane Keaton. Woody Allen.
Mel Gibson.
Absolutely not on the Woody Allen.
Julia Roberts. Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh, I like her too.
Oh, yeah. Ben Affleck. There's a lot of, wow. Katie Holmes.
Well, they say that type six is the most common one.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, I'm here with the degenerate.
Newt Gingrich.
Oh, God.
Rush Limbaugh.
Chris Rock. Oh, he's fun. Interesting. Anyway, I think that's pretty fitting, but I think it's interesting that I'm probably a type two. I feel like I maybe was born a type six and I'm going to eventually grow into a type two as I age.
Okay.
That's how I kind of see myself.
I wonder if you can change, like, is that a thing?
I don't know. I mean, what are the rules? I guess so.
There are really no rules.
There's no like test. Right. It's not like they tested my blood and determined what I am. This is like based on my own interpretation of myself.
DNA is type two.
It'd be interesting if you were to take this test for someone you know. Like if I were to answer for you, would you get the same results?
Mm-hmm.
How do we see ourselves versus how do other people see us?
Wow, that is such a great point. Yeah, I'm really curious if it would be the same or if it would be different. I mean, for this and like Myers-Briggs and stuff.
Yeah. I've always thought about that.
Huh, that's a good point.
And even with zodiac signs, like sometimes people be like, I don't think I fit my sign. I'm like, bitch,
you
do.
Fit your sign.
Trust me, you do. You just don't see all the shit that you fit.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
But anyway,
that's really interesting. And then there's something that says like, Enneagram 6 with a 5 wing. There's like different wings.
Yeah, this is way, way more complicated.
Which I don't understand at all. I'm not even going to try to teach myself that today.
And there's like different levels. You can be a level 8, a level 9, a level 7.
Level of development.
A healthy level. 6 levels of development.
I'm not sure how you would find what level you're at.
I have no idea. It's kind of complicated.
It sounds really interesting.
It is. I mean, there's the whole world of this. You can, and like we said, Frank has a whole YouTube channel about this. He has like, he acts out all the different personality types, what they would do in situations, just like people do with astrology on YouTube.
Yep.
You can get books on it. I mean, there's a whole lot to look into.
All right. So let me read you a 3 because I feel like this fits me to a T, and I think it's how most people would perceive me if they met me and know who I am. So 3s are defined by their desire to achieve and will sacrifice almost anything for success, vigorously pursuing tasks and becoming utterly absorbed in the pursuit of attainment. But they will only choose a task in the first place if it promises rewards and brings prestige. 3s like to stand out. They have a burning need to be admired and see life as a game where winning is emphasized. And at their core, 3s are enormously adaptable. They are adept at aligning themselves with people and projects that matter. And this predestines them to become ideal leaders and employees for any organization. 3s are competent and hardworking. They get a lot done and they make it look easy, even as they're expending considerable effort. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, their interest in authenticity is low. Putting on the right public face and maintaining a successful image are more important to 3s than developing good relationships and listening to their own genuine feelings. What 3s are selling, the rest of us are buying. And they certainly know how to wear a mask and make a good impression.
Oh,
what do you think about that?
That's really interesting.
Pretty accurate, I'd say.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think it's accurate?
I think it's accurate to a certain degree. I think it's a big part of who my personality for sure, especially like, you know, in the work world, you know, like I think that I definitely go that way, but not necessarily like personally on a
I find
personal
you be
basis
very genuine. I don't see you putting on a mask with people. You seem to be pretty like open and who you are.
But. Yeah, I mean, I think for me it's just like if it's people that I know and I love and I trust, then I definitely like pull the mask off a bit. But like
That's true.
I could relate to this in like my childhood and like going to a bunch of new schools, like fitting in, adapting to situations and always finding a way to succeed no matter what situation I'm in. Like that's what I've always done. So I think this is absolutely a big piece to my personality. I just think that it depends on who you are. If you see the mask per se, or you see a different, you know, I don't know, you see the achieving side of me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I definitely think there was some stuff that was like spot on for
definitely.
Interesting.
What about you? Read the final one for you. All
right, let's see here. These people are generous, demonstrative, people-pleasing, and possessive. Twos are empathetic, sincere, and warm-hearted. They are friendly, generous, and self-sacrificing, but can also be sentimental, flattering, and people-pleasing. They are well-meaning and driven to be close to others, but can slip into doing things for others in order to be needed. They typically have problems with possessiveness and with acknowledging their own needs. At their best, they're unselfish and altruistic. They have unconditional love for others. My basic fear is being unwanted, unworthy of love, of being loved.
Do you feel that way?
Not really. Like at all, to be completely honest with you.
That's like me, I feel like.
Like I have no fear of being unwanted, to be completely honest with
you. Yeah, I was going to say that doesn't sound super accurate for you. Were you paying attention when you were taking
the test? Yes. Wanting to be loved, to express their feelings for others, to be needed and appreciated. Okay, that's true that I really like feeling appreciated. That's really important to me, and like to feel like someone like needs me, like I'm, you know, helping someone. Like that's definitely true. But I'm not afraid of like being unworthy of being loved.
Yeah. That doesn't really sound like you.
So let's see. It says, when moving in the direction of stress, needy twos suddenly become aggressive and dominating at eight. However, when moving in the direction of growth, prideful, self-deceptive twos become more self-nurturing and emotionally aware, like healthy fours. I guess twos are either the most genuinely helpful to other people, or when they are less healthy, they are most highly invested in seeing themselves as helpful.
Okay, I see how this works. So the healthier you are, the better you are at your qualities.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I see.
Which makes sense.
So if you're a level 9-6, then you're kind of like a shitty six, right? Yeah. It says if you're a level 9-6, you're hysterical, seeking to escape punishment, self-destructive, suicidal, alcoholism, drug overdoses, skid row, self-abasing behavior. Wow. This is intense.
Wow. Okay.
This is like some serious shit, this personality test. How can they determine all this?
So how, I'm wondering if you can even determine your levels, or if you're supposed to just read them and kind of like,
I guess, figure it out. Yeah. Cause it says at my best, at a level six, at their best is self-affirming, trusting of others, independent, yet symbolically interdependent, cooperative as an equal, believes in self, leads to courage, positive thinking, leadership, rich self-expression. But there's nine levels. You can be at a healthy level, average level, or an unhealthy level of this type. That's kind of interesting.
That is.
Like, I don't think Myers-Briggs really factors that in, or astrology.
No.
Because it's not like you're an unhealthy Taurus or a healthy Taurus or a healthy, whatever, INFP or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's really true.
That's kind of interesting to think about.
It is really interesting. And the fact that there's nine levels, that's a lot. Like, I'm wondering how they even came up with these.
Yeah, I kind of want to read more into all of my levels.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I don't know. Really, this is pretty interesting stuff.
Oh, this is interesting. There's, I guess, addictions is one of the thing. And for type two, it says abusing food and over-the-counter medicine, binging, especially on sweets and carbs.
That's yours?
Yes.
Oh, mine says rigidity in diet causes nutritional imbalances, such as I don't like vegetables. I like a lot of vegetables, though. I actually really snack down on some veggies. working excessively, caffeine, alcohol, depressants to deaden my anxiety.
They also have like personal growth recommendations, I guess. So for my part, it says, remember that you are not addressing your own needs. It is highly unlikely that you'll be able to meet anyone else's needs without problems. Furthermore, you will be less able to respond to people in a balanced way if you have not gotten adequate rest and taken care of yourself properly.
You do need adequate rest. You get kind of grumpy if you're tired.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Oh, yeah.
Mine talks a lot about being anxious. It says there's nothing unusual about being anxious, and everyone's anxious and much more often than you would think.
Huh.
It's probably true. Learn to present your anxiety, to explore it and come to terms with it. Work creatively with your tensions without turning into excessive amounts of alcohol or turning to excessive amounts of alcohol. It says, I tend to get edgy and testy when I'm upset and angry. I can. I definitely can. If I'm really upset or angry, like I definitely go into a whole different mode, go into bull mode.
Bull mode, seriously.
They can turn on others and blame them for things that you've done or brought onto yourself. Maybe. Be aware of your pessimism. It causes your dark moods and negative thought patterns that you project onto reality. That's hard, but definitely something I do.
Yeah.
Yep. Anxiety can be energizing to you, kind of like a tonic.
ADD.
Interesting. Yeah, exactly. It says I could succumb. I always struggle so much with that word.
Succumb.
To self-doubt and become my own worst enemy. That is so
that
true.
That is so true.
And this may harm myself more than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I really do that. And I really don't want to do that, but I really do have a lot of confidence issues all around.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, doubting myself, doubting every little thing I do, overthinking everything I say.
Yes.
Thinking everyone hates me.
Yes. Thinking what you say is stupid.
Yep.
I'm like, no, Kendall, it's good.
Yeah. That's definitely me.
Yeah, I would say that overall, like, this is pretty accurate. There's definitely some stuff that I'm like, no. But, yeah. I mean, that's with anything. That's with astrology and Myers-Briggs and stuff, too. So, really interesting. And I'm curious if you can change types throughout your life. Like, is that something that typically happens? Or
I feel like you can answer those questions differently based on the time of life or what situation you apply them to.
Right.
Like, for example, are you a perfectionist? Like, yeah, I'm a perfectionist with some things, but most things not. Like, it depends on the situation.
Exactly.
You know, like, right. I kind of felt like in group decisions, do I let other people take the lead? Well, maybe sometimes. Mm-hmm.
But if they suck, then no, I have to take the lead.
Yeah, if they're making shitty decisions, I'm going to just step the fuck up.
I gotta step the fuck up.
But I try to go along with it most of the time. I try to go with the flow. So, I don't know. I found myself kind of struggling to answer the questions. Mm-hmm. Also, you were going kind of fast, so I had to, like, quickly make some decisions.
I know. Well, the people listening, I didn't want them to be like, okay.
Yeah. For sure.
Plus, I think when you take these tests, you're kind of supposed to not overthink it and just, like, you know, answer what pops into your head. So... yeah, that was our results for the Enneagram. I wish we could get a guest on here that knows more about it, but of course, COVID ruins everything.
Yeah, that is the truth. We really wanted to get a lot more guests on for the show. We want to bring in people that can teach us things and teach you guys things, because obviously we're not experts on
anything.
Pretty much anything. So obviously we can't do that right now because of COVID, which is just a bummer because we had so many guests planned. It's like as soon as we finished the studio, pandemic starts.
For real. We were like, guys, remember when we were in the basement at your house? Be like, guys, don't worry. When we get our studio, we're going to have all these guests.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. Definitely not. And, you know, we could just take people's temperature, but I feel like that's not even a for sure way.
No, that's absolutely not a for sure way.
No, it's not. I know that a lot of stores and stuff have been doing that.
That's not a for sure way.
No, we can't. Until they have a automatic COVID test where we can just test people on the spot that's not extremely expensive that we can actually access, then we're not going to be able to have people. But when we are able to have people, we want to know who you guys want to see.
Yeah.
Who do you think we would have good conversations with?
Yes.
We're talking YouTubers, podcasters, random people. They don't need to be famous. They don't need to have a following. We just want interesting people to talk to.
Absolutely. Interesting people to talk to that have knowledge about, you know, different topics that most of us don't offer. Yeah, something to offer.
Comment below what your type is. We definitely want to know what your type came back as and if you think you fit it.
Right.
I'm really curious about that. And if there's any other personality tests that you guys want to see us take.
Yeah, let us know what they are.
To kind of get to know us better. Let us know.
I love these types of things. I think they're so interesting. And
I do too.
Obviously, I'm obsessed with psychology, so it's just fun to learn more about yourself and others.
Dive in. Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's like a chart or something that we could look into that's talks about what, you know, most Enneagrams do for like jobs. Like if a lot of twos end up doing this or a lot of sevens end up doing this.
I'm not sure. I'm sure there is though.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Maybe we could do a part two.
Yeah, for sure.
Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. But that is it for us today, you guys.
Yes. Thank you guys for joining us on another episode. Be sure to follow us on social media at @_podcast and head over to Apple Podcasts and Spotify if you would to subscribe and follow us and leave us a review if you have a moment. We really appreciate it. It helps us a lot in the audio department.
Can't even believe how many reviews we've already gotten. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. For real.
And also, yeah, definitely follow us on Instagram because we are going to be doing that advice episode pretty soon. Yeah. So we're going to be getting voice memos from that on Instagram.
Right.
So be sure to follow us there.
Yes. That is all for us this week. We will see you on the next sesh. But until then, keep it fresh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.